Well, we cross over now to Gorakhpur in India, and joining us on the line, we have Dr. Kafil Khan, who's a lecturer at the Department of Pediatrics at a local hospital there. Dr. Kafil, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for inviting me to this.
We understand from reports that the second wave in India is now slowly coming to an end. Is that correct, firstly? And secondly, are you now getting a fuller picture of how bad it is or was? What are the numbers looking like?
Yeah, it's true. If you go by data, India has come down below 1 lakh mark per day positive cases. And the death rate has also come down below 3,000. So yes, if you go by data, but what we are seeing in the, you know, from metros and from the cities, the COVID-19 has gone into the peripheries, in the villages, where the tests are less available, RT-PCR and RAD. So we don't know the real picture, the ground reality. But here, if you see India's the peak has come and India is recovering.
So is the big challenge now black fungus? Is it no longer the second wave of COVID?
See, black fungus is always prevalent in India because of hygiene and, you know, the pollution in metros. But this COVID-19 has increased. I agree with you, but the past 2 months, we have around more than 30,000 cases of mucormycosis, the black fungus, and more than 1,000 people have died because of that, and so many, around 4,000 people have lost their eyesight, you know. So it's very critical. This is the second most problem we are facing, and then we don't have the drug, amphotericin B injection. There's a shortage. There's a problem. I agree with that you know, people are because of diabetes and COVID-19 coming together, and then the rampant use of steroid, especially in the peripheries, you know, where doctors are not available, and those without degrees are treating COVID-19 patients. They're using steroid on the day one, and that may be the, one of the main cause of, you know, mucormycosis increase in India.
We understand from some reports that there seems to be a shortage of the injection which is used to treat the so-called black fungus. Is that correct, and how is that being handled then?
Yes. That's what I said. The most important and the recommended, the drug of choice is injection amphotericin B for, you know, at least for 8 to 12 weeks. Around 3 months you have to give that injection. And, you know, that's costing so much in black market. There's a shortage. Even in metros, Delhi, Mumbai, there's a shortage, and you can't imagine what is happening in the peripheries. And then you have to do surgery also for this mucormycosis. And we have very limited number of ENT surgeons in India, which they can do, you know, remove the fungus from the sinuses and the nasal canal.
Now, in South Africa, there has been some talk from experts that Indians are more vulnerable when it comes to COVID-19, both in terms of contraction and in terms of mortality. Is there any such discussion in India? Is there any stats in that regard?
I don't think so. See, there's one WHO paper saying that is Indian are more immune to COVID-19. So there are different theories, you know. But yes, I agree that this Delta mutant we're talking about is more contagious, and that's the ground zero for India. You know, India has seen a worse from April to May. We have lost, if you go by the, you know, estimated data, we have lost around 40 lakh, 4 million people, you know. So it was very horrible. But there are so many other factors contributing to this mortality and spread. I don't know about South African, maybe the Asian people are more susceptible to this Delta variant. But in India, it's because of this wave, is because of the shortage of the drugs, shortage of the bed, shortage of oxygen. You know, there's so many other contributing factors, like government let down the guard, people let down the guard. There was pandemic fatigue, and, you know, population 1.4 billion, all those contributing India's spike. So I don't think so. This is this theory. I don't agree with this theory. But yes, I agree with that. The Delta variant is more contagious and more infectious found in Asian population.
Now tell us about the Doctors on the Road initiative.
Doctors on the Road initiative. We started on 14th of April 2021 when the sudden storm, the tsunami, you know, what we call in Indian language, it hit India and especially the metros. We realize what is happening in the metros when Delhi and Mumbai and Ahmedabad, the big cities, they are having acute shortage of oxygen, drugs and bed availability. So we thought, we thought like, what will be happening in the peripheries where the primary health center, which is the backbone of any health system, is in shambles, already collapsed. So we decided to go to the peripheries, and we have already around 78 doctors and more than 100 volunteers. They're contributing 1 or 2 days in a week, and they're going to the peripheries, villages, and giving them, you know, mask, sanitizer, thermometer, pulse oximeter, and teaching them about the sign and symptom of COVID-19 and the COVID-19 appropriate behavior. So we are trying to do that, and we have already visited 60 sites, and already counseled more than 20,000 people.
All right, Dr. Kafil, shukran so much for your time. Really, I really appreciate that. Was Dr. Kafil Khan talking to us from Gorakhpur in India. He's a lecturer at the Department of Pediatrics at the BRD Medical College. Looks like the second wave is coming or has come to an end, but they've got an ongoing challenge with so-called black fungus.